House District 26, where State Representative Lindsey Holmes, a Democrat, is with us. She and I are going to have a four-minute discussion or so, and then a minute for a closing statement. I didn't check my notes. Are you running unopposed? Or
I am, Michael.
Okay.
Yes.
Perhaps we could start with the same kind of district question. We had a big summer with special sessions of the legislature, gas line, governor running for vice president of the United States. When you get out and talk to people, what do they want to talk about?
Well, actually, Michael, I'm going to echo a lot of what Mike Dugan said, which is in many ways all politics is local. And you're as likely to hear about the need for a speed bump on a street. I have a residential district that doesn't have sidewalks. It tends to have narrow streets, kids playing in the street. You're as likely to hear about the need for speed bumps. One of the things I hear about is the lack of access to doctors for Medicare patients. A lot of sort of local issues that are sort of a little more in your face than some of the issues that might be a little bit more difficult to grasp, like economic policy and things like that. They're a little more amorphous for people.
Okay. Turning to the big picture, do you have a thought on what are the potential consequences of the finance housing crisis for people here in Anchorage?
Yeah. Luckily, we've been very lucky so far. In comparison to the lower 48, the housing market here in Anchorage has slowed considerably but has not crashed in the way that you might see in California or some of the other places. So I'm exceedingly grateful for that. It is going to make it harder for people to get loans. There's no question. The housing market has slowed a bit. Some of my friends who are in the process and some of my constituents are in the process of trying to sell homes or are a little bit nervous. They're staying on the market longer. I've talked with some people about what we might be able to do going forward, whether Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, for instance, might play more of a role if lending becomes a little bit too tight up here.
Okay, another big picture question. With the price of oil having fallen in half, and we talked about this a little bit earlier, any thoughts on the consequences of the budget?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. I was actually one of the people, actually along with my colleague Mike Dugan, who voted against the $1,200 energy rebate for a lot of the same reasons that he did, but also because I was born and raised here in Alaska, and I've seen high oil prices come and I've seen them go. You know, it wasn't that long ago that Frank Murkowski was facing a budget deficit with very little money left in our savings account, and Tony Knowles before that was dealing with $9 a barrel oil. So I've been a big proponent of saving money. I was a big proponent of saving the $5 billion that we saved from the surplus, and I would have liked to see us save even more. And I was very concerned about that money being spent this summer. It cost us about $1 billion for that short-term, one-time energy fix. And in some cases, it went to people who really needed it, and in other cases, it didn't. We're going to have to keep an eye on that going forward, but we should always be keeping an eye on that.
Your colleagues, those who served, came forward last night here on Running and talked about the savings that they'd done, and they were all in favor of it and thought that we'd saved enough. Did we do the right job in savings last year? Did we have the right mix?
No.
For just the
it was a good
you
start.
Explained.
It was a good start. We put, I think it was about, when you put all the constitutional budget reserve and the statutory budget reserve and you put the education fund and all of that together, I think it comes out to about $5 billion. But, you know, we could have afforded in a year like that to save a lot more. And there's a tendency when oil prices get really high to think they're always going to be high.
Is something that we're not going to do very often, to save all that money and have the biggest budget in the history of the state, right?
Yeah. Well, it was a good year that we were able to save $5 billion despite having the largest budget ever. But I would have liked to see us put even more of it aside.
Okay, thinking ahead to the gas line, which is a top priority for so many people, given the financial state and the problems that we're having, how do we get that going?
Well, we did pass the AGEA license for TransCanada this summer, and TransCanada is moving forward to FERC certification in an open season. So that's a good thing. We've got them moving forward. We also have the Denali project in a parallel process. Yes, with natural gas prices falling, that is a concern, but I don't think we've fallen out of the realm of economic possibility at this point. And the same way they came down in the last couple months, they could be going back up. And the guaranteed loan, the loan guarantees from the federal government also do help quite a bit.
Okay, let's go to a closing statement of 1 minute.
Thank you. I'd like to thank Michael and KAKM. It's always good to be here. It's been a tremendous privilege these last 2 years to serve the West Anchorage District where I was born and raised. I'm proud of a lot of the things that we've accomplished in the last 2 years, but as always, there are a lot of issues left to work on, and I'd like to share a couple of those with you, what I think is coming up. The last year and a half, I've worked closely with the medical community on finding ways to provide better access to health care for our seniors who are on Medicare. And I think we've come up with some pretty good ideas, but now we need to implement them. Also, as we mentioned, over the summer, the legislature enacted a short-term fix for the high cost of energy. But what I'm more interested in doing is looking at a long-term solution to provide affordable energy here in Alaska for more than just a one-year cycle. I'm very grateful to all my constituents for all the support that they've given me during my first term in office. I've really enjoyed my time in Juneau, and I would greatly appreciate your vote on November 4th. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're going to take a break, but we'll be right back with House District 27.